I am a lonely man, and yet I am not lonely. With my open Bible, I live with prophets and priests and kings. I walk and hold communion with apostles, saints, and martyrs, and with Jesus. And mine eyes see the King in his beauty in the land that is afar off. My daily reading has brought me into company with great prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Hosea, Micah, Malachi, and others. And I live again with them in the throbbing, tumultuous, teeming life of Old Jerusalem, Samaria, Egypt, and Babylon. These prophets are old friends of mine. They have blessed me 1,000 times, kindled in me some of their flaming zeal for righteousness, their scorn of duplicity, pride, and worldliness, their jealousy for the living God, their fear for those who forget God and live as though he were not, their pity for the ignorant, the erring, the penitent, their anxiety for the future of their people, their courage in denouncing sin and calling men back to paths of righteousness. Samuel Logan Brengel. Samuel Logan Brengel was born in rural Indiana in 1860. He grew up to become a shining star in the Salvation Army with a powerful ministry as a speaker, writer, and godly leader until his death in 1936. Brengel's faithfulness and consistent pursuit of God enabled him to maintain a vibrant faith right up to the end of his life. In his final days, he said, "I have sweet fellowship at times in my own room. The saints of all the ages congregate there. Moses is present and gives his testimony and declares that the eternal God is his refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Joshua arises and declares, 'As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.' Samuel and David, my dear friends, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Daniel, Paul and John and James, and deeply humbled and beloved Peter, each testify to the abounding grace of God."